Yellowstone National Park is definitely hiding something. There have been multiple strange encounters that visitors have had at the park with strange creatures. There are also encounters outside of the park, like we're going to get into here in a second. In this episode, we're going to hear from a retired dairy farmer who lives just outside of Yellowstone, as well as a park ranger who has worked at the park for over 10 years. This next story was submitted via email from someone who lives close to Yellowstone National Park. This took place in August of 2013 on my property. I live in Patterson, Montana, which is northwest of Yellowstone. I have 36 acres of land that we rent and a few chicken houses. I'm a retired dairy farmer, and now we just have the chicken houses for income. On one side of my property, it's heavily wooded, near the chicken houses. I was in my house around 11 p.m. at night when I heard my dogs barking and going crazy. I have two dogs outside that are locked in a kennel at night, so I knew they were okay, but they were going nuts for some reason. I went to the window to see what was going on, and that's when I saw something coming out of the woods from the direction of the chicken houses. I couldn't tell what it was at first because it was dark outside, and the spotlight that I have shining on the chicken houses doesn't reach all the way to the woods. But as it came out into the open, I could see that it was this monster wolf. God, this thing was huge. It was easily the biggest wolf I've ever seen. It had these glowing eyes like a cat. My dogs went from barking and going crazy to whimpering when they saw this thing. I grabbed my shotgun and went out to the back porch and fired a shot in the air. This thing looked at me and then it turned around and started running into the woods on all fours. Then right before the start of the woods, it started running on its hind legs. It was the strangest thing I've ever seen. We do have wolves in this area, but nothing like that. I haven't seen it since that summer, and I hope it never comes back. I'm a park ranger at Yellowstone National Park, and as I mentioned earlier in my email, I would like to remain anonymous for obvious reasons. I'm going to share some experiences that have left me puzzled and questioning what is really out in the park. My actual title is backcountry ranger. My responsibilities as a backcountry ranger require me to be outside 99% of the time. I was never one for an office job. That's why I got my degree in forestry. I knew I wanted to work with wildlife in some capacity ever since I was young. Just to give you a little background, my main method of transportation at the park is by horseback. I check on campsites, hikers, and educate and enforce the park rules. I also answer any questions visitors have, and believe me, I get a lot of them. Most of the questions I get are related to bear safety and what not to do if you come close to a grizzly. I also help with search and rescue efforts when someone is reporting missing in the park. It's a very rewarding job, but it can be dangerous at times. I've been a ranger for about 10 years now, and I absolutely love it. I grew up coming to Yellowstone, and my family has visited the park since I was a little kid. I have so many great memories of camping, hiking, and fishing with my parents and siblings. When I graduated from college, I knew that I wanted to work in the park at some capacity. I never imagined that I would be lucky enough to become a ranger. Since I've worked at Yellowstone, I've spoken to thousands of people, and I've heard quite a lot of stories from visitors of the park. Some stories, as you can imagine, are quite heartwarming, while others are downright terrifying. I've even heard some supernatural encounters, which I'll get to in a minute, but first let me tell you some of the more common things that I deal with. A mother grizzly bear charged at a group of campers, and they had to spray her. They were in the southern part of Yellowstone at one of the backcountry sites. There were three of them. While they were sleeping, the grizzly bear came within about 90 yards of their camp with her three cubs. one of the gentlemen saw her. They got out of their tents and watched her for a while, not sure what to do because they felt they were already at a safe distance and she was moving away from them while going about her business. Their biggest mistake was not bringing their bear spray with them, even though their tent was only about 10 yards away. They also thought she could smell and hear them because they were talking and they had food nearby. She was startled when she saw them, and when she saw them, she charged right away. She looked up, huffed once, and then came barreling down the hill at them at full speed. They had no time at all to think about anything. One of the campers ran to the tent and grabbed the bear spray. She ended up mock charging one of the campers and ran past him because she could have easily caught one of them as they ran to the tent. But she turned around and charged them again as they stood under this large tree near their tents. She came around the tree with her paws ready to attack, and one of the campers sprayed her when she got really close. Apparently it didn't bother her much, but she still ran away. That was her second charge, and it felt like she wouldn't leave until she got someone. She didn't care that there were three of them in the group. The bear spray worked and probably saved their lives. However, it doesn't always work. We tell people all of the time not to leave any food or wrappers at the campsite, but some just won't listen no matter how many times you tell them. Can you imagine being killed over a candy wrapper? The second story is from a family who was hiking on the Dunraven Pass Trail. This trail is known for being one of the most scenic trails in Yellowstone, but it's also known for being relatively dangerous because of the steep cliffs and loose rocks. About halfway through their hike, the family came across a grizzly bear blocking the trail. The bear was about 50 feet away from them and showed no signs of moving. The father of the family slowly backed away from the bear with his family and they hiked back to their car. On the way back, they ran into another group of hikers who were heading towards the bear. The group warned the family not to go any further and they turned around immediately. This kind of thing happens all the time. You can yell and scream at the bears, but sometimes they just don't care. Now let me tell you about some of the stranger encounters I've dealt with at the park. We have wolves at the park. They were reintroduced in early 1995, so that's at least 20 years of them breeding and regaining their population. I've heard quite a few encounters from visitors regarding giant wolves. I had one visitor ask me, how big do the wolves get? I told him that gray wolves can be up to 180 pounds for a male. He kind of shook his head and said, are you sure they aren't much larger than that? I told him the largest wolf recorded is probably over 200 pounds, but that's about it. They don't get much larger than that. He went on to tell me about him and his friend who were hiking, two men in their 20s. When they heard something large barreling through the woods, he started telling me what they saw. It sounded like a car crashing through branches. Then out of the woods comes full speed this massive elk and lands on the trail with one step and off into the woods on the other side. Then 2 seconds later, I hear the same thing coming from the same side of the woods that the elk just ran from. Then this giant wolf jumps onto the trail, stops dead in his tracks, and stares right at us. This thing is breathing hard, and it is massive. It was about the same size of the elk when it was on all fours, and muscular like some type of pit bull wolf combo. It was downright terrifying. I don't know what kind of wolf it was, but I've never seen anything like it. I told him that's impossible, there's no way a wolf could get that big. He looked at me with this serious face and said, I'm not lying to you. This thing was easily 6 or 7 feet long from nose to tail and probably weighed as much as the elk that it was chasing. He went on to tell me this thing was close. It stood there staring at us like it was debating on what it should do. Keep chasing the elk or do something with us. that's when we started noticing this pungent smell coming from this wolf. It was black as night and just so damn muscular. It gave us one last look and took off chasing the elk. About 15 seconds later, we heard the elk scream this loud whistling noise. It was awful, and we knew exactly what had happened. Needless to say, we turned around and went back to the trailhead. We didn't hike the rest of the trip because we were so freaked out. Hearing this from this man was crazy. The details he gave and the seriousness in his face while he was telling me this encounter was very concerning. This was the first time that I've ever heard anything like this before. Like I said, most of the close calls and encounters have to do with grizzlies. Now, I get that when people are camping and it's dark outside and you're out in the wilderness, you hear and see things. The mind is a very powerful thing and can make you see and hear things that might not be there or greatly enhance what you do see or hear. But from what this man told me, it was in broad daylight. So the next time I hear something close to this is a year later from a camper who goes on to tell me that he woke up late night around 2 a.m. to use the bathroom. He was walking to the restroom when he heard this very low growl coming from the woods. He goes on to tell me, I was walking to the bathhouse to use the restroom, and I hear this strange low growl coming from the edge of the woods. As I'm walking, it gets a little louder, and of course I stop, and I try to focus my eyes to the edge of the woods. The light from the bathhouse made it a little hard to see. I'm scanning the edge of the woods, looking close to the ground to see if there's any animal there, and I don't see anything at first, until I look up a bit and I see a pair of yellow eyes standing taller than me. Now I'm 5'9", and this thing was easily 6.5 feet tall. I don't know what it was, but it scared the hell out of me. As my eyes started to adjust, I could see a bit of its head. It had a wolf's head, but it was standing. Maybe it was perched up on something or standing on a log, but it was definitely taller than me. I ran the rest of the way to the bathhouse and stayed in there for a good 30 minutes, hoping whatever it was would disappear. When I returned to my campsite, it was gone. And believe me, I was scanning the edge of the woods the entire time back to my campsite. I'm not sure what it was, but I wouldn't want to run into it again. Now, after hearing both of these stories, I started talking to some of the other rangers who worked in the park. A few of them had their own stories about close calls, but nothing to this extreme. One ranger told me about an encounter he had with a mountain lion. He was out on patrol and saw a mountain lion walking down the trail towards him. He said it wasn't too uncommon to see them during the day, but it was a little strange that this one didn't seem to be scared of him. He said the mountain lion just stopped and stared at him for a few seconds, then started walking towards him. He slowly started backing up, and then the mountain lion kept coming closer and closer until it was about 10 feet away from him. He grabbed his bear spray and pointed it at the mountain lion and yelled at it to back up. The mountain lion just stared at him and then slowly started walking towards him again. That's when he sprayed it, and it took off running into the woods. He said it was the strangest encounter he had ever had with an animal in the park. Now, I've been a ranger for 10 years now, and I've had my fair share of close calls, but nothing as extreme as what these other rangers have experienced or who I've talked to visiting the park. I guess it just goes to show that you never really know what's out there in the wilderness, and that you should always be prepared for anything.